Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 3131, Things We Are Never Meant to Know, by Ali Cornish of everthrive.org, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. Welcome to the show where I simply read articles to you, the best ones I can find and get permission from, so that we can both get a little boost in our day, a baby step in the right direction. So with that, let's jump right into our next article today for Minimalist Monday, as we optimize your life. Things We Are Never Meant to Know, by Ali Cornish of everthrive.org. This phrase struck a chord in me. It was catchy. It was intriguing. It could very well be a bestseller with a trendy Darren Hagar cover at an airport Barnes & Noble. Hashtag things we are never meant to know could mean many different things to different people. For many, the phrase could conjure things like how I was conceived, or how many chemicals are leaching from my plastic water bottle into my drinking water, or how many people use this shopping cart before me. But for me, things we are never meant to know brings up something totally different. I believe that there are things that we are never meant to know. I think that we need to force ourselves to remain in the dark with regards to certain things. No, I don't believe in ignorance. I don't think we should choose to remain oblivious in the face of scientific knowledge. I believe in the practice of protecting ourselves from too much information. As an aspiring minimalist, I take measures to filter out unnecessary things from my life. I curate my phone apps to only the essentials. I get rid of 1 item of clothing for each new item I purchase. I buy only what our family will eat at the store, and I try to stick to 1 task or hobby at a time instead of multitasking. I filter out the essential from the too much. Here are some examples of my sources of too much. Maybe you can relate. 1, I'm often overwhelmed by the internet. I'm not a good browser, so I have to limit myself to certain sites only. Bookmarks come in handy here. 2, when visiting a library or a bookstore, I have to focus on finding 1 book, pre-researched and pre-selected, or else I mentally crumble under the massive weight of the millions of books in front of me. 3, I can't go to large grocery stores. There are just too many products. I prefer going to smaller grocery stores where there are only 1 or 2 types of ketchup instead of 21. 4, when I look up at the night sky, I'm overcome by the fact that each star is the center of its own galaxy, and that I'm just a tiny speck of dust on a planet within one of those galaxies. I can't cope with the reality that I'm basically inconsequential, so I don't allow myself to drift into existentialist thought too often. 5, being the mother of a toddler, I always keep my eye open for things that could ignite a tantrum. Therefore, I try to keep a tidy home and store all the trigger items away: computer mice, measuring tape, compelling kitchen tools, phones, and other personal technology. I also keep my son's toys and books organized and only have a small amount available for him. Too much can be mentally and physically damaging. All day long, we encounter data. We are offered more TV channels, more sources of celebrity gossip, and more products promising happiness and everlasting youth than ever before. We are persuaded to Netflix and chill in our downtime. Binge watching has been normalized. Even Disney tells us it's okay. Society says you always must be plugged in. To use the language of this digital age, people only have so much bandwidth. When offered too much data or irrelevant data, our systems can overload, resulting in errors. These errors reveal themselves in the form of anxiety, attention deficit disorders, stress, trauma, and a variety of physical ailments. We have to learn how much data we can personally compute and filter out the rest so that it becomes white noise in the background. But how do we know what to ignore? How can we protect ourselves? I found that moderation is the key to success. Drastic measures like cutting out TV entirely, placing extreme limits on screen time, and blocking certain websites can always be reversed. I can't tell you how many times I've deleted and then added the Facebook app to my phone. Changing our habits with regards to managing digital information is the key to lasting change. Here are some tips. Number one, place a blocker on your computer's Facebook feed. The one for Chrome is called Newsfeed Eradicator. This way you can check Facebook but not be devoured by the bottomless pit that is the newsfeed. Alternatively, you can bookmark your pages feed to show only the pages and groups you follow, bypassing your newsfeed altogether. Number two, unfollow people and pages that don't serve you. In the natural world, people and acquaintances come into our lives for a reason and leave in the same way. We are never meant to know what our friends are doing all the time. By unfollowing, we can protect ourselves from the danger of comparison. Additionally, we can also conserve energy wasted on things that we were never meant to know, such as what route did John take for his morning jog yesterday? This frees up mental capacity to use for the things that matter most. Number three, unsubscribe from email lists. You can usually do this from your email client. I'm old school and use Hotmail, where it's easy to filter out unnecessary subscriptions. Number four, avoid unnecessary sources of celebrity news and gossip. We are never meant to know what Chrissy Teigen is cooking. She's great and our kids are super cute, but we shouldn't have to create a spot in our brains to log her family's activities, although she wants you to. And number five, place realistic limits on social media time. This can be tough if your job requires a social media presence. My current conundrum is Instagram. Instagram stories offer a big distraction to users since it isn't necessary to toggle or scroll to the next story. They just keep on going. Is there a way to block the steady stream of stories? If you know the answer, please share. There really are things we are never meant to know. Aside from how many microscopic organisms are living in our living room carpets, there are other intangible things we don't need to be aware of. Too much unnecessary data consumption can disrupt our lives, steer us away from our goals, and make life harder. When we practice self-control, moderation, and cultivate good habits around data consumption, we can more easily live our lives and achieve our goals. You just listened to the post titled Things We Are Never Meant to Know by Allie Cornish of everthrive.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to Allie. An interesting list that she put together of sources of too much for her. I've never thought about how existentialist thought could be a bit overwhelming, but I get where she's coming from. When it comes to libraries and grocery stores, I'm the same way. Actually, pretty much any store. It's incredibly rare that I'll go to a store without a specific agenda in mind. For libraries, I already have a book or topic that I'm looking for. And then with groceries, I always have a list. Clothing stores, I know what I want to buy. And this comes naturally to me. Personally, I don't get a lot of pleasure out of window shopping, but that's just me. You could be different and that's totally okay. But recognizing if it causes you to buy more than you need or causes extra stress, well, then maybe it's something to consider. I do agree that too much can be mentally and physically taxing, so anywhere that we can take a baby step in the right direction is a great place to start. So with that, do take that baby step today. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.